Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap, Sunday, September 29th, 2024 edition. We start with a major victory for financial advisors. The Australian Taxation Office now sees financial advice as an essential service. This acknowledgement has led to an expansion in tax-deductible financial advice fees, strengthening the profession's credibility. Internal stakeholders have described this change as a major leap forward, and commentators predict it will encourage more Australians to seek financial guidance. This is an initiative led by the Financial Planning Association and the Association of Financial Advisors, seeking to make financial advice more accessible and affordable for all Australians. Simultaneously, the financial world turns its gaze towards the ongoing tension between the government and the Reserve Bank of Australia. Despite mounting pressures from the Treasurer, the RBA holds firm its decision to maintain the official cash rate at 4.35%. Interestingly, this is in response to the easing inflation signaled by a drop in the Consumer Price Index for August to 2.7%. Observations paint a picture of possible confrontation between the government and the RBA in their coming November meeting, something that will surely keep fiscal policy influencers on their toes. Switching gears, insurance brokers face new challenges amid revisions to compliance regulations. A recent report by the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee shows an uptick in reported breaches, fueling calls for improved compliance practices. Yet, it should be noted that there also has been a significant rise of 26% in self-reporting since 2020. It's a clear sign that brokers are making diligent efforts to adhere to the new guidelines and requirements set out in the revised 2022 code. Finally, Super Consumers Australia calls for reforms in retirement calculators provided by super funds. It has been pointed out that these tools often yield inaccurate results and may lead consumers astray as they plan for their future. There is a call for a unified and reliable platform, similar to ASIC's MoneySmart, to provide Australians with more dependable and tailored financial planning tools. This development is surely an important one to track for anyone interested in superannuation and preparing for retirement. And that wraps up your news for today. Remember to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates and details on these stories and other related financial services news. I'm Paige Estrotori, wishing you a financial future as bright as the Australian sunshine. Until next time.